Blog Talk Radio.
All right, now cities definitely need a district attorney such as Fannie Willis. And you can tell she got a little hood in her too. You know what I mean? So you can tell. So she know the ins and outs. I'm pretty sure she got a little cousin named Little Nip Nip, Little Tata, Little Riri, Little Kiki. You know what I mean? That's up there. You know what I mean? That's in the street like that. Very beautiful lady. You know what I mean? And like I said, do cities need another Fannie Willis to clean up the streets? Absolutely. I seen a comment in it that says, why she's always going for blacks, like targeting blacks, right? Now, we can't complain if she's targeting blacks, and I put that in quotations, right? We can't complain about that when we are the ones that's doing the crimes and bragging about it. We can't throw rocks and hold our hands. We are the only culture that promotes the abnormalities of our community, right? You can't name other rappers if you want to talk about her targeting rappers and giving that into it. I'm being objective. I'm not taking anybody's side. I can relate to both sides. I'm just objective in the middle. You understand? There's no other rappers out there that's talking like us, or at least that's not out there, or there's not enough of them that's promoting their community like how we do. We are the only community that talk about that shit, who really promotes the downside of our community, because that's all we see. You know what I'm saying? We paint the picture that everybody is looking at and that's afraid of. We the one that's promoting this shit. So by her doing what she have to do to clean up the community, only thing we can see is that she's only targeting black people. Look, I get it too. Look, what she's doing is rightfully so. If they doing the shit that they doing, whatever. I get why niggas is doing what they gotta do too. They gotta eat. So if they do what they have to do, rob, do whatever they do to eat, put food on the table, hey, if life has made it to where that's what you have to do, We can't do nothing but respect it. But when it's time for you to get caught, that's on you, nigga. You know what? You know the possibilities of going to jail by doing the shit that you do. Me personally, I just see that. Let's be fair about it. There's a lot. She in Georgia. There's a lot of racist people in Georgia. They still sundown towns. I always say Decula Street on, I forgot what highway it is, because like I said, y'all know I've been in Georgia for a long time, and I was in that group home way in Winder, Georgia, by Athens Mall, which is a big ass fucking mall. I think that's Gwinnett County. It's been since the 90s, so it begs, you know, escapes me. But you know, if you want to do that to us, do that to those fucking those people who's not in our culture, that literally have mass shootings, kill people. You know what I'm saying? Make it fair all across the board. That's what I care about. If she's only going to target black people, I have a problem with that. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that white people is doing. They just don't be talking about it, putting it out there like that. But it's a lot going on. The FBI, I know they be watching all this terroristic groups. They got them. They know they fucking websites. If you telling me y'all just only target black people on Instagram? I know the goddamn FBI be watching all these fucking alt-right groups and websites and shit, Reddit and all types of stuff. You understand these rallies and all these private meetings and selling guns and, you know, all of these things. And they literally let it happen. They literally let it happen. And they target us, so we have a right to feel like we always being targeted. But in some cases, we have to take accountability too for the shit that we do. All I ask is for justice on both ends. This shit has to be on an even playing field. And let me say this again before I take some calls. Did I put the number in? Hold on. Let me put that number in real quick, y'all. I ain't gonna put the number in. Let me put it in real quick. And please make sure y'all hit the like button. If y'all would love to donate, show some love to the platform. You know what I mean? Definitely show some love to the platform. All right? So that's the number right there on the screen if y'all can see it. She's not in the FBI. I know she's not in the FBI. Still, she's not. She's just one part of the government, blue, black. Damn, with a name like that. Nigga, I probably only can see your teeth when the lights is out. With a name like that. All right? Hopefully your teeth ain't yellow. Then we can't see your motherfucking thing. But she's just one part of the government. One part. We talking at this shit as a whole. You know what I mean? I'm not being selective with this shit. Yeah, we talking about her, but we talking about everything as a whole, this whole system. You know what I mean? I'm not cherry picking it. Yes, exactly. It's different jurisdictions. Fulton County, Cobb County, fucking DeKalb County, Gwinnett County, all this stuff. I remember I used to go see my sister in Union City. That's a long fucking bus ride. But I used to go see my sister. I just took that ride. God damn, that was a long ass ride coming from I think I was living in East Point at the time, or I think I was, matter of fact, no, I was living in Stone Mountain at the time, or Decatur, some shit like that. But Union City is pretty fucking far. Believe me, I know. But anyway, the phone line's open. I would love to hear what you have to say. Before I take your call, Mike, let me just say this real quick. This is what I hate about the system, though, right? Like I said, without crime, there's no money. They want to fight crime, but the system cannot sustain itself without crime, without something to where as cops have to go out into the streets and secure and protect and serve these private fucking prisons. They have to be filled, so they have to create the circumstances in the situations to where as we have to go out and get it by any means necessary. So if it has to be, I gotta sell drugs, knock you upside your head, the situation has been already created. There's no money without war. It's always had to be something. So that's why they created this I try to be careful what I say. The reason why we've been wearing masks for the past 3 years. Y'all don't have to put all that shit in the chat. Y'all know how YouTube is. If you already know, it don't need to be typed. So for the slowies and the niggas in the back, don't fucking write in the goddamn chat. How about that? Plain and simple. If you got it, don't type it. If you do, you're fucking slow. So only thing I'm saying is, at the end of the day, they want to start at the bottom for crime, but they never start at the top. They know who the top niggas that's bringing these drugs and shit and stuff like that in here. They knew what they was doing when they dropped the heroin, especially when they dropped the Hiroshima bomb, which we call crack today. They knew what it did to the community. They knew exactly what it was going to do. They had examples already. They knew what it does. They did experiments. That is the correct word, experimenting. So they knew ahead of time. So when they put it in our communities, because that's what they wanted to destroy, they knew what it will do. Just like I always use that famous quote. Man who creates religion predetermines the outcome of his believers. So it's in other words of saying, if I know what this crack can do, when I drop this shit off over here in this community and they start smoking that shit, man, God damn it, we're gonna destroy the black family. We're gonna destroy the household. Oh, it's a crime out of nowhere. So that's why when they was selling crack, when that shit first hit our communities, they let the shit rock. They didn't do anything. They let it rock. They let it build. They let it build because it becomes envy now. Now niggas fighting over territory, the blocks, now people shooting in. You know what I mean? Once Karen and Samantha and Billy Bo Bob Joe start getting hooked on it, and then they start bringing little problems home, all right, now they want to have a war against fucking crime. The damage is already damaged. So, again, not to talk your head off, they created the situations that's here. But anyway, Brooklyn to Cali. What's good?
What's good, bro?
What's poppin'?
You can hear me good?
Yeah, hold on, let me turn this volume up a little bit. Go ahead. Yo.
I feel like, hello?
Yeah, you good.
I'm here. Okay. I feel like we all, it's cities across the country that need somebody that's going to be stern like that. You know what I'm saying? I think that in situations like this, we can't worry about what's going on in other people's communities. We have to worry about our own communities. We have to hold each other accountable. I don't worry about white problems when they're killing black folks. You know what I'm saying? If we speaking on her targeting rappers and targeting black folks and all that other kind of shit or whatever the situation may be, that's because those are the motherfuckers that's doing it on her level.
Right.
Right directly in her area. And she a black woman. Clearly, it looked like she's taking that shit personal.
If that's her,
to me, it looked like she's taking it personal. If that's her area, that's her spot. I don't look for white justice and black problems. I don't. And I don't look for justice. I just don't. Because we never, that's some shit that, it's like moving the goalposts in football, man. Like, either you want your community taken care of or not.
Right.
You can't worry about other motherfuckers. You worry about your, you want your area and your living situation to be the best it could be, as drug-free as it could be, as crime-free as it could be, so you can live a kind of worry-free life when it comes to the violence and shit. That's why I don't never, like, it bothers me sometimes when I hear shit about white folks when it's black folks' problem, because we got to hold each other accountable first. We the ones, regardless of what was put in the neighborhoods to, in order for shit to be that way, we still getting up and we still the ones killing each other.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I love all my black folks, man, and I see so much violence. If you watch the news, if you on social media, if you're doing anything like that, all you see is a lot of bullshit, man. And it's us on us. If it ain't the police on us, then it's us on us.
That's right.
And that's just fucking depressing, man.
Yeah, we double teaming our own selves. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else is on us, and we helping them too. So, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I said,
Mike, I know we want shit to be fair across the board. You know what I'm saying? And one day I hope it's like that. But as for right now, if we got somebody that look like us that's trying to do good in the communities and make sure she hold us accountable for our wrongdoings, I'm with that. Lock the motherfuckers up and throw away the key.
You gotta
start somewhere.
Absolutely, and she's the first one I've seen, and that looks like us, talk like us, and that's not playing. I mean, this is almost a breath of fresh air in a way, because at some point, when are we gonna say, man, all right, man, I know this is not cool anymore. I mean, when is it? How many more lives that have to be taken? How many more people have to be victimized? I know people may. The young niggas may look and hear this and be like, oh, these niggas, man, I really don't care about y'all. Because y'all already made up y'all minds. You know what I mean?
It ain't no rules. It ain't no rules, Mike.
Right.
They fucking up old folks. They killing babies. They killing women. It ain't no rules. So how do you handle niggas that don't abide by no rules? You got to come at these niggas strong, stern, and swift. Fuck the bullshit. And the RICO is that. It's that. You motherfuckers is going to get real time fucking around out here, because niggas' lives is being changed every day by motherfuckers who don't give a fuck about life. I ain't never seen niggas not care about life so much in my life. If you on social media, you see that shit every day. These niggas out here looking like imbeciles. They don't give a fuck.
Guess what my son told me last night? Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot, Amari. I said, what you want to be when you grow up? Even though I always ask him this question, but I just happened to ask him last night. I'm like, So what you want to be when you grow up? He said a couple of things, which was good. But he also said, I want to be a rapper. I didn't explain or went, I didn't indulge further in that yet. So, but I'm glad he's sitting here listening to what we are saying. You understand what I'm saying? Because we need to know. Mm-hmm. They have these starter kits in rap. So what you got to do, you had to have shot somebody before. You have to come from a background where you didn't have two parents in a home. You had a hard knock life. Boy, you have. I wish I had your life. You live way better than I ever did, Amari. You come from a great community. I never had. You know, but I don't take back nothing that I went through. So, but being a rapper, since you're looking, I don't think that's a wise job, unless there's a certain way you want to convince yourself. But I highly don't recommend that. But go ahead, son.
Bro, people used to care about people, man. The term "it takes a village" used to really used to take a village. Niggas used to actually care about other people's kids. They would fix other people's kids' behavior. They would let their parents know what was going on. Parents would double down on that. Now you can't even talk to a motherfucking parent about their kid behavior. You know
Hell
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The shit is so fucked up out here that, like, man, it's just disappointing, man, because I feel like the we supposed to be getting stronger, and we not. Money don't make you strong. Numbers make you strong. Speaking with a straight head make you strong. Having a plan make you strong. Man, niggas ain't living, barely getting in their teens, and they getting knocked down, man. You remember, we around the same age, bro. You remember when the gold reach 18, then you reach 21, then you reach 25. I'm far past that now, bro.
And I want to live. I never thought I was going
to. And I want to fucking live, bro. And I want to fucking live. It's so many kids. I can't. The amount of death of kids that ain't even lived life yet, man. That shit is so fucking depressing to me. I just feel bad because they just don't know. They didn't even give themselves a chance to find out what life really is able to offer them, because they out here getting caught up in bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't saying niggas ain't gotten the shit. Everybody done gotten some shit at some point in time, but you have to learn from those lessons. You have to move forward. You have to have good role models, and I think a lot of that is the problem right there. A lot of these kids don't have good role models because the niggas that should be their role model is in competition with these niggas. Niggas dressing like these niggas, talking like these niggas, hanging out on the block with these niggas. It turns into a fucking competition.
My boy Casino Roulette said, make me want to call him now too, but he said, if a young nigga and an old nigga is speaking the same language, who's teaching who, man? So by you just saying that,
exactly,
made me say that, man. That's real shit.
That's a bar. That's a fucking bar. And that's the problem, though. And that's why it ain't no respect. The old head can't talk to the young nigga, because the old head got the same values as the young nigga. The old head value the material shit, the money shit. All the shit that an undeveloped mind would be valuing. 45, my nigga, you ain't supposed to be thinking like no 16-year-old.
Now, I got this picture. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Even if you 30, bro. If you 30, you ain't supposed to be thinking about like no 16-year-old. Like, the thought, you're supposed to be getting in the area in your life where you able to teach, give wisdom to that 16-year-old. Not look at him as the op. Y'all niggas selling drugs. Y'all niggas on the block. Y'all niggas gangbanging. Shit is fucking, it's a cycle, a vicious cycle of nothing but death. Or jail.
Now check it out. That's facts. Everything that you said, 1,000,000% facts. Now, let me make sure y'all can see this picture. Hold on. All right. This is my boy right here, man. This is on my cousin Polo shit. Scooby shit. This is my boy right here. Purple. I was just speaking about Purple a few days ago on my live. This is my boy right here. I didn't know how long it's been. 22 years since my boy Purple been dead. 20 fucking 2 years. It don't even seem like it. His cousin Yanni called me saying, yo, Purple is in the lobby of Building 2. Come over here, try to talk to him and bring him upstairs. Go get some 40s from up top. Bring him to the crib. I said, bet, I'm on my way. Go get like two or three or four 40s. Go to the building 2, 30 Rock. I see Purple in the lobby. I'm like, yo, son, come upstairs. Because it was real, a lot of beef going on. Like, crazy shit popping off. I'm like, yo, son, come upstairs. Me and Yanni want to speak to you, this, that, and the third. I'm not going to give the specifics, who did what and what not. The hood know what happened. But anyway, he like, nah, fuck that. I ain't pussy. I'm going to hold the building down. I'm like, yo, son, come upstairs. He ain't want to come upstairs. Go upstairs, chop it up with Yanni. We crying, we talking, we drinking, trying to get, you know, because this nigga's going to play ball. He was going to be somebody, you know what I mean? But he wasn't no pussy either. I love this nigga. I really miss this nigga. He used to play when I was talking about the 007, when I was talking about the shit back in the days. This would be me and him playing 007, our Chinese food, French fries, all that. Like, fuck everybody. We got our Chinese food. We all night laughing, bugging, playing 007. I miss this nigga. But anyway, I come back down fucking stairs. He's not in the lobby. I'm like, where the fuck is this nigga at? I go home. I'm smashing this bitch in the crib. I get a knock on the door from goddamn Fat Cat. Yo, Purple has been shot and killed. He's dead on the fourth floor of building 2. This shit right here is no fucking joke. This nigga is no longer here. One of my coolest, best friends. I miss him a lot. So, y'all niggas be thinking this shit is a game out here? It really ain't. So, going through a lot of shit that's going on, man, if at what point when we're going to say, man, a lot of this shit should stop. You know, you can't stop everything from happening, but we got to, our community, our culture, the backside of our culture is just really fucked up, huh? Y'all know it. We know it. But anyway, I end on that. Rest in peace, my nigga Purple. Miss you to death, miss your smile, your laugh, every fucking thing. He would have been 41 years old, man. Look at that. 22 years
yeah,
he's been gone.
Rest in peace to your guy, man. You
yeah, I'm done.
Saying?
Go ahead.
It's a lot of, like you said, man, we out here in these streets. We out here just living life. And look at it, life is happening. And nobody can tell us what the next chapter of life is going to be. You expect your man to be on, you expect your man not to be here?
Absolutely.
That ain't nothing you think about on the regular, you know what I'm saying? Before it happened. You may think of him now, but that ain't nothing that crossed your mind. We never
right.
ready for those people that get taken away from us from senseless violence, bro. We never ready for that. We never ready for death, period. Your loved ones is your loved ones. That's friends, families, whoever it is. You ain't, if those are people that you love, you ain't never ready for them to go. So it's always a fucking problem when it happens. And you
right.
have feelings when it happens. You know what I'm saying? Both of my pops gone. It's always feelings when it happens. You know?
Right.
Like, you didn't expect that. A lot of motherfuckers got it. They went to sleep last night with plans for the next day and ain't get up.
Mm.
You dig?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say what I say about her. If you got people that like you, that understand the problems in the community and are willing to be stern about it, then so be it, because these niggas out here in the street don't give a fuck more than ever. They feel like they untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
That's how come niggas be getting caught. They get sloppy because they don't give a fuck. Oh, these niggas can't touch me. I ain't, I'm done. Remember how Bonds was in Belly?
Yeah.
These faggot cops can't touch me. I mean, I'm smoking weed. You know what? That nigga Nas Sincere was like, man, what the fuck? That's how all these niggas act today. They act like Bonds on steroids. Bonds didn't give a fuck about shit before he got with the with them folks.
That's right.
And that's why I feel like we need niggas that's going to put their foot down. That's not going to be afraid. Because you can't police some shit you're afraid of. That's the reason why white folks always killing us in the first place. They're afraid of us. It don't matter how we act. We are law-abiding citizens. Niggas still getting shot. I'm telling you, I got a weapon in the car. Niggas still getting shot. Niggas running away. You shoot niggas in the back. Shoot niggas in the head. Nigga running away. That's fear. And that, I mean, I, you know me, man, I ain't here to, like, fucking preach to niggas, man. I just want to sit. We just got to hold each other accountable at some point, bro. That's all I'm saying. It got to start somewhere. That's it.
Absolutely, my G, and thank you for the donation. You already know, my G.
You already know, my guy, man. Stay up, man. Y'all donate. Brooklyn to Cali, man. One love, y'all.
One love, man. Peace. Y'all niggas ain't going to donate. Anywho, 567 area code. What's up, Montreal?
What up, Big Mike?
Ain't shit. What's happening?
Hey, man. I don't know that lady personally, man, but I like what she doing, man. Maybe she's like that because she's black. So she want to make sure her people is taken care of, and that's why she getting these niggas off the street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't worry about what the white people are doing. Let those white people that's in charge take care of their own people. Do what they want to do, but as far as us, like Brooklyn and Cali were saying, we the ones that's killing each other. So, and I don't know your boy, but 22 years is a long goddamn time.
A long fucking time, yo.
Cause I got a cousin that been gone 10 years in June. He been gone 10 years over some senseless ass shit that he ain't even had nothing to do with. He was on his way home and got shot. Because niggas had to shoot out at a fucking bar, and he got caught in the middle of the shit. And it's been 10 years.
And so, sorry to cut off your way, because as you're talking, it just came to my head. Now, it could have been me, because if I came downstairs and Purple was in that lobby, I would have stood there with Purple talking to him, or I would have had him come to the crib, to my crib, and let's go play 007 or some shit like that. But I could have been, he probably wouldn't want to leave the building or in front of the building. I could have been standing right there with him. Now, one of my boys, I'm not going to say his name, he was with Purple when niggas ran to the building to show them, to kill him. He ran up the stairs.
Yeah.
Purple was behind him. He shot him with a shotgun in the back. Boom. I could have been there. That just snapped in my head. But 22 years is I didn't even know it was that long. So I just seen this picture today, and it fucking shocked me. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, man.
22 years ago, and it goddamn, that was a long time ago, bro.
Yeah, it was. Shit, man, I was 12.
God damn.
I'm 34, man, so when that shit 19. Happened, I was 12 years old.
I was 19.
Man.
19 years old, son.
God damn, man. And that's a lot of people, and you just like, damn, like, I wonder what they'd be doing right now if they were still here.
Yeah. Hold up.
Because my cousin was a whiz kid. So I know he would have been doing some crazy shit with technology because he was a whiz kid.
Right. Yeah, he was going
to hurt, man,
home.
But they need to get these niggas off the street, man. They don't belong in the street. They belong in jail. I mean, I feel bad for their families, but I don't feel bad for them.
Yeah. Anything else?
It's the moms and the grandmas that's hurting, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of moms and shit, they try their best. Even some dads, they try their best. But at the end of the day, like, once a kid becomes an adult, they're going to make their own decisions.
Right. And
but
I
they
got
to learn from that shit. Because I did a lot of stupid ass shit when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't dare do that shit now.
I just don't, this is not, I just, you know, I don't want to say I don't care, but I don't want niggas who's actually active and doing what they're doing, running the street, doing what they're doing, to look at this as if niggas are hating and want niggas to go to bed. No, that's far from what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that so much shit I've been going on for this long, like, when is going to be the time where us as our own culture can say, God damn, like, this is too much. It's like nobody want nothing, nobody to say nothing about nothing. You understand what I'm saying? And let all these funerals still happen. You know what I mean? Like, when people get killed, it affects the family. They have to live with that for the rest of their lives. Because they still think about what happened to you. So, like, even when you go to jail for doing that shit, you affecting your own moms, your own family, because now you in jail for doing some stupid shit, killing the motherfucker. Now, they are affected for the rest of their lives, because your ass can never come home. And your kids can never see you. So it affects both sides. So when is us as a community going to say something about it? I don't give a fuck what none of y'all think about me. I don't know, because black people, we think so crazy by me speaking like this just to offend somebody or make a motherfucker look like, you know what I mean? I hope y'all understand what the fuck I'm saying, but at the end of the day, man, I respect the street, you know what I mean? I come from it, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, goddamn, we definitely need to slow down, man. It's some shit, like, it's crazy out here. It's really crazy. Everybody.
It's scary, man. Like, even for us older, you know, we older, but it's scary, man. It's like, you know, I mean, you know, back in the day, you didn't know, like, shit, when I was younger, I didn't think like this. If I leave the house, am I going to come home? Now you really think like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, because when you were a kid, you don't really worry about that type of shit. And then you get older, and you're like, oh, you know, it's different now. But it's, like Brooklyn was saying, it is out of fucking control. I have never seen so many rappers die.
Right. Yeah.
It's too many of them, man. So, like, you know, when I was younger, it was Soulja Slim. It was Tupac. It was Big, you know, and that was a few. But now it's every time I turn around, man, it's somebody always getting shot now.
Yeah. I need to know how many likes I got. Come on, let me see. Let me check the likes. Since y'all don't even fucking know me, at least y'all niggas can hit the like button. I'm here for y'all entertainment. 114. Y'all niggas cannot hit the like button for the kids.
I'm here for y'all entertainment.
Bad enough that I'm going to keep saying it. Y'all don't even donate. But y'all listening. It's all good, though. It is what it is. But in conclusion, my nigga, because I'm ready to do
it. Hey, man, since you said that, remember what I said this last year? You got to be fake and phony to get donations. I don't know what it is. I don't know what happened. Because, you know, and I said, man, I don't do credit cards. It's just like I'm a real, like, I'm always thinking about getting scammed, so I only do cash and shit and do an ATM card here and there, but you gotta be fake to get donations. You gotta be fake for YouTube to not shadow ban you. That's just how it is with it's just like that, bro. Like, I know people that do YouTube, and like my boy Gully Boy on YouTube, you know, he just did like a 3-hour stream. Like, you just have to be fake.
Yeah, that's it. People love the fake shit. But look, It's all gravy. I came in, you know, and then YouTube did some bullshit to me already. So bad enough YouTube did me dirty. So it's but anyway, I'm not, you know, I'm not fully relying.
They gonna
get you. I talk too much as it is, so I don't want to say too much at all. But you know, it's all guilty, man. But in conclusion, because I want to get off the subject.
Yeah, man, just salute to you, bro, man. Rest in peace to your boy Purple, man. I know that's some shit that's gonna hurt.
Yeah,
you'll never get over it. Like I said, man, it's been 10 years since I lost my cousin, so I know how you feel, man. It hurts, man. As time goes on, it'll be, you know, we'll feel better because, you know, time heals, but we'll always remember them and, you know what I'm saying, and think about them. You know, it's fucked up, man. But just how niggas is. They just jealousy. I mean, it's jealousy.
Ouch. Yeah. Hey, man, you're Martrice. Thank you for your call, family. You all ready?
For sure.
Peace. All right, man. Yes, rest in peace to my boy Purple. It's been 22 years. I didn't even know it was that long ago. Damn, I thought I was in my mid-20s. I was fucking 19 when that happened. God damn. Because when that happened, I was still living in my childhood apartment, building 14, but I had it by, it was mine at that point, so I had it by myself. Damn, bro. Shout out to his father, Messiah. I think he's still alive. I haven't seen him in a long time, but I'm pretty sure he's still alive. So, you know, much love. That's my boy Purple's pops, man. So salute, and definitely rest in peace, Purple, man. Man, cool dude, man. The coolest, man. That was my fucking guy, man. God damn it, man. Anywho, I wanted to say this before we go to the conclusion of this broadcast, right? I said something here. Hold on, where is it? Oh, gentrification, right? Now, all right, look. When our communities and boroughs and stuff like that get gentrified, right? We get mad that they're trying to clean up our communities, right? People who love their communities, treat their communities good, clean up behind themselves. They won't destroy the community. Things that you love, you don't destroy, correct? Things that you love, that you care about, you don't destroy. So we fucked up our own neighborhoods, destroyed our neighborhoods. The property value goes down because of what we're doing in the neighborhoods. Or it's just our presence alone. We don't even have to do any crime. Just our blackness could depreciate value when it comes down to real estate. Well, fuck what they think. I don't even care about the other side. Or the other side thoughts and their bigotness. I don't give a fuck about that. Y'all got to live with your immature, inferior self or insecure self. That's the word I want to use. But so when they come and gentrify, and then when they get there, they clean it up and skyrocket the fucking rent, the price, inflate it, and we get mad because. Damn, it costs like $2,000-$3,000 just to get a one bedroom. Yeah, if you niggas, including myself, because I helped destroy the community as well, I did my little ones and twos as well, and complain about it instead of, I guess, cleaning it up. We say this is our block, even though we don't own it, but we fuck it up at the same time. We destroy it. So how can we get mad at somebody else for cleaning up our community and kicking us the fuck out? We should already know this by now. The pissy elevator cannot talk, okay? The project buildings and windows, concrete, the grass, swings, parks, apartment buildings, doorknobs, everything. Y'all get what I'm saying. They can't speak. So the projects cannot create the mentality. We created the ghetto. You know what I mean? It's a mindset. It's because of the projects that we had. We turned that particular area, that don't have to be the projects, a neighborhood, a hood, where that has a whole bunch of houses. Like, prime example, beautiful California. Beautiful! Fucking palm trees 12 feet high. Beautiful streets. It looks like you can have your kids playing outside and go in the house, leave the door open, and go to sleep. That's how it looks. But your ass is in trouble if you think so. Stray bullets, innocent kids, men, women, and children getting murdered. It's the mindset, not the fucking area. So those are the things that we have to fucking change, is the mindset. You know what I mean? Everything else did their job. They're there for a reason. The house is built for a reason, for your ass to live there. The trees is there for oxygen and all that extra shit to recreate, to build in abundance, food, things in that nature, lights for you to see, cars for you to get around, so forth and so on. Everything is there for a reason. We create the atmosphere. We create the surroundings that we live in. So we have to change the mindset. When is somebody going to try to, I know I'm not the only one, but I'm just saying, like, the time is now for us to start thinking a little better. The ones that's old enough, we old in there. I didn't think I was going to live to see 17, right? When I was in Atlanta, I really thought my boy, after my boy Q, he was from, I think, Virginia or North Carolina. When he passed, after I went to jail, right? I went to juvie for like 30 days. When I came out with the Cross Keys High School, seeing this African girl, she was beautiful. She was from Africa, too. I forgot what part, but she was drop-dead beautiful from the Ruta to the Tuta. That was my boy Q girl. So when I walk in, I see her. She like, yo, because we called each other brothers and shit. I'm like, yo, where's my brother? She's like, he's dead. I'm like, what, bitch? Like, I literally say, what, bitch? I will slap the shit out you right now. Literally. Just like that, I will slap the shit out you right now, bitch. And she's like, nah, I'm serious. Nah, he's dead. He died. I said, from what? She's like, cancer. My boy, 17 years old, I remember punching the locker, the school locker, and walked right out the school. I said this story before. I walked to his house. He was a Muslim. His pops didn't really like his son around him. Nobody. Father, real militant, quiet. Like, he just don't like people. I get it. Knocked on the door. I said, I forgot his name. I said, yo, is it true? He was like, yeah. Life is precious. I thought I had cancer at some point. You know what I'm saying? Like, weird stuff. Like, as you grow, you're not immune to life. You may look at yourself and say, like, damn. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Like, when my boy got in certain other situations where I can't express or say at the moment. But there's a lot of things that, whereas, you know, you'll be surprised that you're still here. So at a 41-year-old, like, damn. Happy to be here and still want to live. So why wouldn't pass that kind of information or knowledge to the ones that don't see what's ahead of them, like, or don't want to see that YOLO shit? You only live once. Cool. Okay. All right. Ask the motherfuckers who say YOLO, do y'all want to wake up tomorrow morning? See what they say. I'm pretty sure they still want to live. Nobody want to die at this moment. So, this shit is all fucking crazy. Run for mayor, Mike? Shit. For my smart mouth, I might say something y'all don't like. But I don't know. Niggas will kill for black and die for it, but won't do anything to make it better. Oh, man. That was beautifully put. Beautifully. I had to highlight it. Niggas will kill for the block and die for it, but won't do anything to make it better. That's really true. You know? And only thing I can say is, man, look, all I can do is do my part by spreading and try to paint that picture or give that message. So the message is bringing y'all to the water, or those who need to hear it. This is, like I always say, this is always for the ones that need to hear it, not the ones who already know about it. You know what I mean? I can only lead you to the water, you know? You have to drink it. Hopefully one day, whatever I said that may spark your brain out at some point, that's what it's there for. God knows where my heart is at. God knows, like, you know, where I'm at with it. So at the end of the day, God is going to bless me. He blessed me a lot, too. So God has been blessing me for a very long time. And he didn't stop yet. He made me go through the fire a little bit, go through the ups and downs. It's fine. You know? But there's more to come, so I'm not tripping. So, you know, but let's go to something else right now. All right? So this is what we're going to do. But at the end of the day, kids, man, that's all I'm saying. And I'm glad I'm saying it because my son is laying right here, and I know he can hear. You know? I'm going to speak to mine's. Y'all have to speak to yours. I'm going to do my job with mine's. Believe that shit. I'm going to do that with mine's. I wish I could get in touch with my oldest son, but sometimes, hey, women, because I was going to say the B word, sometimes women, ooh, hold on, let me get it together before I say the wrong thing, man. But I wish I could see my oldest son, Shaheem. He's 17, about to be 17. He already got pictures of guns. My son is already out there doing whatever he's doing. I think he's in Philly or maybe in Brooklyn. You know what I mean? I would love to, like, do what you do. I can't stop you, but I would try to give him some game on how to move. I wish I could get in touch with my older son. I am not the reason why. Believe that. Hopefully y'all can tell. You know, but I'm going to speak to mine, my boys and my girls. Y'all better speak to y'all too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my job. Y'all better do y'all too. But again, not saying y'all don't, because I will say this. We can't really blame all the parents about how their child turned out, because it is that outside that is the worst influences, the worst influence. Once they out your house and they into the world, they outside, that's it. That's it. They swallow y'all motherfuckers up. They swallow me up. I want to be a drug dealer, so I'm selling drugs in the 12th because my birthday is December 31st, so it's the last day of the fucking year. So literally 12 years old. That's how long it takes to get to my birthday, the last day of the fucking year. So literally 12, 13 and up, and I stopped at 25. Haven't sold a crack of drugs since 25 years old or maybe 26. I think it was 25 the last time I sold any kind of drug. But the streets would eat you up. Back in the 90s, it was cool to be a drug dealer. It was cool. And I was right there, outside, 12 breaking, night breaking, day. Having niece to tell my mom I'm spending the night over there to chill with my brother from another mother, Mike Lie, selling drugs right in the lobby of Building 11. Nickel bags, 12 skinnies, yellow bags, nigga. Or pumping on the hill for CeeLo and Sport. At that time, back in the day, niggas don't do that no more. This is back in the day. On a corner. On a strip. The streets will have you. They will take you away. They will take you away. So you just got to be, you know, hey, man, when you go through this shit, just make sure you survive. That's the only thing I can tell you. Move smart, man. Some people don't make it. Did you deserve the RICO? Andre, you could kiss my ass. The answer is no. Nope. Not at all. And there was a lot of RICO cases or conspiracy cases in our hood. They had pictures of niggas. That's why I had my own crib at 17 years old. So, but I've been on the strip, you know what I mean? I've been in the building, selling drugs, and the third. I choked around, you know, all of us, man. I would not name names, but deep in selling drugs. But I always made sure that, especially when the conspiracy shit start coming around, and the blue van and vans start pulling up and snatching niggas off the street, they have pictures because you just sitting hanging with niggas. Nah, nigga, I had my crib. I had my cell phone, had things on the phone. Or I go hit the strip, stand, you know what I mean? Stand behind Building 8, stand on the hill, on the corner, or whatever, boom, and I'm going back to the crib because I have my own place to go. I don't have to stay nobody else. I'm a young man with his own fucking apartment with his name on the lease. I ain't have to fucking be around the group. I chill with niggas. I'm good. But peace. I got some bitches coming over. Get some Henny. going to the crib. I see y'all niggas when I come back outside. That's how it was. So, no, I don't deserve no motherfucking conspiracy. Or Rico. Kung Fu grip. Smack. No, not at all. For any motherfucking hood. Share my goddamn screen. Fucking hell with your crazy ass. Do you deserve the Rico, man? No, motherfucker. Do you deserve the Rico? This my boy Mimi, man. Rest in peace to my nigga Mimi. August 24th, the birthday pass. That's my guy, man. Miss you, my G. Can't believe you fucking gone, man. I just spoke about you the other day as well. Rest in peace to my nigga Mimi, man. August 24th was his birthday. Miss you, boy. That was my fucking guy, man. Rest in fucking peace to my... Oh, rest in peace to my boy, Ralphie from Coney Island. The pink building, 28th Street. This is my boy right here, my Puerto Rican homie. Knew him for a long time. One of the coolest niggas, my boy Ralphie, man. Shout out to you, man. Coolest nigga, man. That was my guy, man. We went to school together, too. That's my G right there. That's my boy, man. Miss you, man. And like I put right here, one of the coolest dudes I ever met, man. He was one of the coolest. Rest in peace, Ralphie. That was my guy, man. Rest in peace, Ralphie. So a lot of people be dying, man. This shit real out here. Anyway, so this is where the ending comes. So we're gonna browse through this shit. What the fuck? Oh, that look like asshole right there. Somebody about to take a shit. Anyway, look at this nigga here.
Person who took my payment was absolutely fine. And yeah, this was just a promo gone wrong. I would have rebuilt this sooner, but I was just taking input left and right and didn't know what else to do. Just to give you a quick brief of what this was all about, I have unique and unconventional marketing methods when it comes to promoting my music. And I usually try to tie the marketing around the premise of the song. This time the song was called Choose Yourself, so I was trying to market it in a way where it displays the person choosing himself regardless of how other people feel about it. Unfortunately, it didn't translate that way, and people just end up getting mad at me. My followers didn't get upset because they understand my marketing schemes, but unfortunately, the video went viral and it attracted people who didn't understand. For example, this is another time where I promoted my song with parking tickets, and it went viral. People started off upset, but eventually grew a liking. I thought that would happen this time, but unfortunately not. It's more to the story. Follow for more. What's good, y'all? Just to let you...
What's that song? I do anything for clout. I do anything for clout. Like, that is not a great way to promote yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Like, niggas just do any fucking thing. Now, he should never do a fucking... Like, nobody should support this dude. Like, that's really fucking stupid right there. That's a real dumb fucking move. I want to say thank you to, hold on one second, everybody. Hold on. All right, well, Brooklyn and Cali, Robert and Montrell, appreciate it. Give you strong love to the platform. Yeah, this thing is stupid. A real dick face. But let's keep it moving. Hold on, we're going to get to this. Let's go to this nigga here. Nigga. Stop, nigga. I'm trying to picture, like, who do this nigga look like, man? I don't know. He look like a bunion. Like, just a bunion on the side of your fucking big toe. Like the foot knuckle. Like, this nigga look. Come on, son. Where they find this nigga at? You know I love y'all niggas in Cali. They found this nigga on Skid Row. I don't know where... How can you pass this nigga for Mike Tyson? This is Spike Dyson right there. What's up? Yeah. Hold on. That's on Netflix? Yeah. All right. Yeah, this don't make no goddamn sense, man. Crazy. I can't even see the chat, no nothing. This nigga look crazy right here. Where you going with my phone, boy? Where you going? Oh. Well, they could be looking at my phone, boy. Even shit you don't need to be. All right, look at this shit, man.
The second-degree murder charge she faces.
There's not probable cause for second-degree murder, Judge. At best, it's manslaughter.
The lawyer says this eight series of text messages and no finding of probable cause and that Clenny did have some bruising.
The detective also indicated there's no signs of bruising that were consistent with Ms. Clenny. I was at the homicide unit, and I have photographs of her bruising.
Ultimately, the judge says Clenny's legal team must file motions and have them heard before a judge submits the second-degree murder charge she faces.
There's not probable cause for second-degree murder, Judge. At best, it's manslaughter.
The lawyer says the state cherry-picked text messages in their finding of probable cause, and that Clenny did have some bruising.
The detective also...
I'm glad she is denied bond. She has a history of abusing people. There is a history. There's a history. There is a history. I don't want to make this about race. You know, but the world throws it in our face that this world is about race. It's just that we, us as black people, can't speak about it. Only they can. And act upon it. Very distasteful for that other side. But some people, because you know he's not an FBA, right? A lot of people feel like they don't want to, you know, I forgot what that boy had to do. So he said snow is the way to go, like white girls is the way to go. And I'm saying I had quite a few white girls took it in the ass. Even in the GED class, me and I forgot her name. We stuck in the bathroom. This is when I was in Georgia going for my GED. White girl, man, it was a nice white girl. She had a little, you know what I mean? She was a little fat and all. Put her right in her ass, right in the bathroom. Boink. Yeah. Every time, I can't wait to go back to GED school because I was in the group home at that time. So they had the outside school program. Hey, you want to go to school today, Mike? Hell yeah. Yup. I don't even know the bitch's name, but I can't wait to see her. But anyway, so, you know, I have my little taste of the asparagus, you know? But anyway, if you think the other side is greener because you're not dealing with your own or dealing with black women or whatever, hey, look. Hey, look what happened. This girl was abusive. And there's videotapes on it, a video clip of her beating him up in the elevator and all that. And he not once struck this lady. If he was abusive, all those times she was hitting him, it would show that this man would have put her in her place by responding with punches and shit like that. And you can tell that she always has been the aggressor. Y'all just better be careful out here. You know what I mean? And I hope she gets life without the possibility of parole. You know? And lastly, and I close by saying, they said that there's not probable cause for second-degree murder. Oh, yes, it is. At best, it's manslaughter because she has some little bruises. Oh, you mean the bruises that she put upon herself to make it seem like she was being battered. Right. Let's get to it. Here it is right here. See this?
Yards to try to get away from me, but the only thing that kept running through my mind is that I can't let him do this to another kid.
Now, still have to watch out for these dudes, these weirdos, so y'all better be careful with your kids. I was just speaking to my son last night and asking him about, you know, do he walk to school, because I was like, if I was still living over there, I'd be picking him up from school every day. Even right now, I'll be picking his ass up from school because these motherfuckers be trying to snatch these kids up. And he said some person, as he was walking home from school, you was walking home or walking to the house?
School.
He was walking to school. And what the guy asked you? He said, do you need a ride?
Yeah.
Right. And he said no. So it's they out here. They out here. All of these predators go to the places where they are more close to getting their prey. They go to schools. they become what you call it, cartoon characters like the Spider-Man that be out on 42nd Street and that throwing little kid parties and Disneyland. Nobody even talk about all the hundreds and still more in counting of these fucking Disney World workers. What about what was happening to the Disney kids, Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and the rest of them? Like these weirdos is out here because it's big business. Just be fucking careful with your children. I'm still worried about myself walking from school. The situations have played out the way it is to where I say, I'm just glad he's here to come see me at the end of the day. So that's the only thing I could be proud about, happy about. But y'all be out, y'all be careful with these, with y'all children, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, because back in the days, we didn't have to worry about stuff like this. Like, again, I was packing bags at Pathmark on Marcy Avenue and Fulton Street in Bed-Stuy at the age of 5-6 years old and walking from Marcy Avenue in Fulton all the way to Clifton Place where Tompkins Park is. That is way over 15 fucking blocks. This is 85, 86. And the street lights, half of the street lights down, the fucking block was out. Walking home. It was a different time back in the days. These days now, especially since this is a real big business, they trying to snatch everybody kids. Did y'all see that video? Let me see if I can find it real quick. It's not that far. Hold on. Definitely not that far. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold on. Where is it? Come on, baby. Come on. Is this it? Yeah, look at this. Look at this shit. Look at this lady right here. That's I forgot how month old baby, a little fucking baby right here. She turned around. He was waiting. He's a worker. Watch him for those who didn't see this video. Look. Look at that. What the fuck? We just gonna sell her at like cut her up and sell her as a piece of steak? This is employee. Come on, man. For that little baby, you probably get like 5,600. He good. He going to go search for another job. But he's on camera, so he got locked up anyway. 8-month-old. Damn, the shit is right there. 8-month-old baby. Man, listen, man. Mm-mm. I don't give a fuck about what y'all say about me or how anything about me. My kids, I'm going to kill. I'm sorry. That is the only word that I'm going to use. You going to the hospital or you going to die? Either or. But for my kids, the ones that I love, like, to my heart, I'm killing for. I'm sorry. I am killing. If you survive, you're lucky. I'm killing for mine. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. I don't give a fuck who think I'm lying. I don't give a fuck about what nobody thinks. I know what I'm capable of. Believe that. I'm going to kill you. That is a fact. Fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers out here is crazy. What is this? Oh, yeah, look. That nigga sternum broke. Yo, that you see what I'm saying? Look, bang! Ow! Ooh, yo, that hurt. Shorty broke his sternum plate. Let me see my phone so I can see the chat, because I can't see the chat without my phone right now. Y'all Jamaicans, man, y'all dead. What are you playing to myself? Stop. Yo, listen. Y'all dancing? I'm just saying, man. That is not dancing. That's called abuse. Okay? That's called abuse. Y'all be slam dancing, jumping off of trees. Like, all types, somersault flips, and like, come on, son. Y'all niggas is crazy, son. That nigga need a whole new breastplate. She cracked his sternum. Fucking Thomas. That's Thomas. Y'all niggas need, that shit should come with Bengay. That should come with insurance. You know what I'm saying? You need to go to a chiropractor after that shit. Fucking with y'all. Y'all niggas be doing some amazing back-breaking, like, bone-breaking shit, man. Y'all fucking crazy. Let me do the Vogue, motherfucker. The pepper seed and butterfly. I don't want none of that wrestling shit that y'all be doing. Y'all niggas crazy. Y'all some bionic motherfuckers. I swear to God, y'all stronger than a sugarcane stick. You hear me? Yo, this is funny, man. These niggas damn near looking like Grady. His real name was Grady, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't his name Grady? But yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know why he got his braids like that. He need to do something else with them braids. But I fuck with him though. D-Ray Davis. He's definitely dope though. I fuck with him though. But that haircut, that them braids, man. You got to chill the fuck out with that one. Yeah. Check this out.
It is very unnecessary.
Bro, just take it off.
Like the pee in pneumonia and the pee in profound, it's not needed. I didn't find out about the pee in pneumonia this weekend.
If that pee in tsunami don't get
it. I'm gonna play this real quick. Look at this. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he be playing too much, like she said, but nah, man, that got some dark industry shit going on. Why would you kiss another man's hand like that? Just look at his face, man. Listen, man. He invited him like to sit on his lap. Look. Watch his hand gesture. I don't want to play that damn music. Look how he gestured and sit like. Oh, whatever. Jack Harlow. Culture appropriating is you're just too welcoming. I'm not saying, I don't know. Stuff like that just don't amuse me. After Eminem, I'm good. I fucks with Eminem. I fucks with him. Now, I don't want to cherry pick, but I'm just fine with him. Everybody else is like, nah, man, like, nah. It's like anybody can use our culture, man. And yeah, he said he liked black women and stuff like that. I don't want to sound cruel, but none of this stuff amuses me. These TikTok videos where they use our culture to get these views and cover videos where they cover our music and, sing overs. They call it covers for those who may not know. I'm pretty sure some, y'all know by now. So for so on. I've never been amused. Oh, like the dude that goes around saying, hey, pick a word, and you start freestyling it. Pretty good. Do it amuse me? No. That stuff never amuses me. It does nothing for me. We have to start breaking out of stuff because we are only used for that moment. We are only used for the moment. We are used The devil always comes with smiles, man. Use the culture, profit from the culture, go back home to Becky and talk about how dumb these niggas are. I really think this shit is a game. I don't care what y'all say. It's not about division. It's about reality. I only speak reality from how I see it. None of that shit amuses me. It almost offends me in a way. But I don't say it being mad. Like, I just don't want to hear about it. I don't talk about it. Just don't bring that stuff to my attention. I'm not interested. Sorry. That's the word I would say. I'm not interested. Sorry. Blame life. Don't blame me. Listen to this motherfucker here.
Hello. My name is Officer Sherman. I'm an officer. And I'd like to talk to you today about coming and joining our team and answering the call. Brother, we need you. We're going through so many ups and downs in the city, trying to repair broken relationships. And brother, we need you. And that's what we put on all of our trucks. We need backup. Answer the call. Be a part of a great, great police department. Never mind what happened to Breonna Taylor. We killed that.
Never mind what happened to Breonna Taylor. We killed that bitch.
Do you want to drive vehicles like this and fly in planes? Do you want to be able to have unlimited off-duty? Do you want to be able to support your family? Do you want to kill people and be able to get off board? Join the Louisville Metro Police Department and answer the call.
Yeah, but he got fired. What a dickhead. And if he thought he was going to get away with it, I don't understand. Now, this is something that I seen on Pete Rock's Instagram. I want to say this. I'm not going to talk about it after we watch this little clip here. Because I'm going to do some real digging. I don't even want to talk about it like that no more. But I'm going to do some real digging because this is pretty much like this stuff is starting to hit home to Fat Joe, Busta Rhymes. And, you know, they made Grandmaster Cash come out and say certain things, right? When this thing about hip-hop being invented by other people. When no one can go back into their culture to give us examples on who created this genre called hip-hop, were they contributors, were they people who are part of it that wanted to be in the popular things that was going on in the neighborhoods. They didn't bring none of the elements from wherever country they came from. There's no elements of anything. Probably, even though there were speakers being built, they liked it a lot of bass. We liked the bass too. The speakers was built here, over here. But like I said, I talked about it in that other live that I did like last year or a year or so ago. There is no elements from other countries or examples to show that they started what we call hip hop. This is really our creation. And there was contributors or participants in the culture after it was already created. It was already created already. Nobody wanted to listen to it. And I love reggae. Y'all know I don't have to go through that whole spill. And I said I wasn't even going to talk about it that much. And here I am talking. But I'll conclude by saying this. There were participants in the creation or a genre that was already up and running. You know what I mean? That's like, what you call it? Columbus discovering something that's already up and running. Oh, it was already here. It was already being done. and y'all just came along for the ride. You know what I'm saying? But we are being literally erased out of our own culture. It's being done in history. Now it's being done in our culture. You're not even being honored in creating what we use today. The air conditioner, traffic light, the mobile digital cell phone, all of the things that we created, we are not highlighted of what we've done. Everybody acting like we ain't shit, knowing what we are doing and everybody using what we created. And they minimize us. Like what we've done, our creation, what we have done is like nothing. So we have to protect it. We are the ones that everybody uses. We are so used to being used and looked down upon. And we just take it on the chin. That's why people got so comfortable with saying you don't have no culture. People really got so comfortable telling us, the people that y'all mimic, that we don't have a culture. I can't wrap my head around it for a reason. Like the saying, God may not be there when you call him, but he's always on time. Things happen when they happen. This is just the time now that's never going to go away now. That we have waking up, and we are going to speak about it, and we're going to come with evidence to prove, not trickle down tip plate hearsay with no facts to back it up. It is time to put everybody in their place now. Because y'all done looked down on us so much, it degraded us so much, y'all got too fucking comfortable. Now it's your ass. But I really want to know who did this song, though.
You know, I got too many bills, got a case of the ills, you know what? Cancer kills, so why we take pills? I left you once, but I came back again. Everybody's going to where I just been. You know, I like to drink, but it makes me think, baby, you're a fake. If I know you're fake, I guess I'll just say hi and pray. Everybody says you gonna make it someday.
Now, this is from 6774. Rap as we know it has been created in New York, in the Bronx, or whatever, right? The word rap has been around for a long time. Hip hop has been created here. But rapping, like rhyming in a song, has been our thing for decades before hip hop was even created. We already know about the Here Comes the Judge and Jubilaries. Am I saying it right? Them, Noah's Ark song and things of that nature. People was rhyming words to songs for a long time. You understand what I'm saying? And that always been our thing. I'm just going to leave it there, because this is going to lead me to saying more stuff that I really just want, I'd rather show than talk about, because I'm really going to be a part of debunking. It's not about trying to differentiate or separate the coaches. No, people just got too comfortable on riding a coattail of a culture and looking down upon it. And now trying to take credit for it. It's time to stop it now. We always been an open arm people. Like, come on, man. Yay. You know what I'm saying? We've always been open arms to everybody. Come on. Join us. Have a seat. That's what we are. People that's too nice get what? Taken advantage of. Y'all know the saying? You bring a motherfucker in your house, now they changing the drapes and shit. Now they digging all in your refrigerator, taking a sip of your motherfucking juice. Got they sweaty, balls, stinking ass, sitting on your couch in their boxes with their feet crossed on your coffee table. Like, son, you getting too comfortable. Y'all niggas got too comfortable. It's not hate. It's just that y'all got too comfortable and y'all trying to erase the mark that we made. And I'm going to keep saying this again. You know what? Nah, I ain't going to say it. I ain't going to say it. Nope. I ain't going to say it. Let's keep it moving, though. But it's definitely time to start checking everybody. Sorry. Everybody gets checked. And this is not going to die down. This is not going to die down. It has to be some straightening going on. To be some clarity here. Because you know when something is somebody else's, almost tread carefully. You know what I mean? It's like you be careful. You know? I don't know, man. Like, yeah, hip hop is universal and things of that nature, but that don't mean you have to take credit because we let motherfuckers join. I don't know, man, but anyway, let's keep it chucking. I'm going to play these last two, then I'm going to get out of here. I've been here long enough, even though I want to go through all this, but it's too much. And hold on one second, man. That's right. We create, they steal. Everybody always stealing. Yeah, Nat Cole changing the drapes, all types of shit. Everybody changing the drapes. Changing the locks on the doors and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here. And I fuck with Fat Joe. Fat Joe, nigga, you came from digging in the crates. You was under them. They let you in. That's why you give the niggas credit for letting you be a part of when you was getting in school. Who held you down? The blacks. You see what I'm saying? Come on, son. Nah, but I fucks with your hard body, but niggas get comfortable. Busta Rhymes need to stop. Busta Rhymes is the only person I went to buy the album. Like, Busta Rhymes, that was my favorite rapper. Still is. But when you talking about that Jamaicans created hip-hop just because you got Kool Herc, Bam, and Flash, they are not the fucking creators of it. It was just a part of something that was already happening. Nobody was listening to Jamaican music. Or at that time, or listening to that slow shit, we in the ending of disco. We in soul. We in funk. We like to get up and get on down, nigga. Get up, get on up, get on down. We like to get up and start dancing, nigga. Pop locking and hip cracking and all types of shit. We wasn't on that slow shit like that. We was an up tempo motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? That's why he had to adapt to what was already going on. We already danced to the goddamn break beats. And when he was doing the looping, he couldn't even do it right. It was already other people around. He had to look at what was going on with other people, and he went off to do his own thing. He did not create the shit. Come on, man. But like I said, I hate freestyling, because when I freestyle, I forget a lot. I'm going to be detailed soon. I just got to find a time to do it, but I'm going to make it my business to do it. Okay, we got two people on the line. I'm going to take these. I didn't even know y'all was on the line. I'm going to take these last calls. 781, if this is Lola, I'm not going to let you talk. It's over. I don't have time. I don't have time for you, Lola. If you 781, if you matter of fact, let me check it now. 781, is this Lola? Yes or no? Because I'm hanging the fuck up. Hello, 781, area code. What up?
No.
All right, I ain't fucking with you. Uncle Charles, what's up, family?
What's up, Mike?
What's good? Let's get it.
What's going on, family? Let me tell you something, Mike, and I'm gonna get off phone because it seems like you're a busy man, like you don't have a hard day. And, man, you deserve a break. Hey, let me just say this, man. See, what gets me with these rappers, what gets me is that, nigga, you You got all this talent, and then you can't rap about, you know, have some beautiful women and having all that money. You can't do that. No, nigga, you have to add something extra to it. You commit the crime, then you sing about it on CD, and then they put it together, and now you got an indictment. Now this nigga is sitting in court. He can't stay still in his seat. He's scratching his face. He was going for his ass, but he knew he was on camera. He couldn't do that. But then you might as well go ahead and scratch it since your ass is already going to be there for a long time. You might as well go ahead and scratch your ass right there. By the way, go ahead and do it. I keep telling y'all, man. These people, what did we just say last week, Mike? What did I say? I said when they get ready to come after you, they send somebody that look like you. When they got ready to make war with Iraq, when America got ready to make war with Iraq, what did they do? They put Colin Powell up there. I can't tell you, young niggas, y'all need to get somewhere and use your talent in another way. No, you got to have a white girl. Just keep them riding around with them goddamn white girls. I want you to come down there. I want you to visit my auntie down in a little ass town in Texas, Sweetwater. And then they'll be taking body parts off your ass. And that little white dude in the corner that ain't got no wing, he gonna get, let me get that wing off that nigga. Yeah, he gonna get that wing off you and put it on him. Keep telling you. Now you look at it, Mike. You're in that lounge. You mean to tell me there ain't no white collar crime in that lounge? You mean to tell me there ain't no white crime in that lounge? But they're not coming out to whites. They're coming out to you niggas. And see, you ain't just getting federal, you getting state too. See, he's going to be already a sweet cake before he gets to the federal house. He'll already be a sweet cake. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, nigga. You better listen real good, nigga. You got niggas in state prison will run up your back for a bowl of Roman noodles, nigga. And you better not be struck for beef or chicken. Man, that nigga will run all up your back and down your damn chest. Tell you that right now. I keep telling y'all niggas, get yourself together. Know the game. Stop playing games and know the game. You can't tell them that. And that nigga that you showed on that real black nigga, I picked up a crayon out my grandbaby crayon box and I put it up against the screen. And that nigga back, that nigga black shit, they got that crayon, man. See that? Right there. You people got out of the goddamn, out of the shower, butter ball naked, and that nigga looking through your curtain. You know somebody looking at your ass. You know somebody. You open the curtain, that nigga looking at you. Why? Because that nigga don't trust some Viagra, he can't hear it, and now the nigga want to come see you. This is what I'm talking about. I keep telling you niggas, you better know how the game goes. Now they got something I want to tell my brothers and sisters on here real quick. They got 12 perversion laws coming out. If you don't know what perversion is, that's some weird shit. One of the perversion laws is bestiality. That's what's going to become legal. And there's other shit called messing with little boys. That's going to be legal. And now you're not to get no permission to marry a 12-year-old girl. All that shit is coming down the pipe. I keep telling you. Another virus is coming. When it do, this is when they're going to affect your heart. This ain't going to affect your lungs. It's going to swell your head up. And you're going to be walking around here like a motherfucking NBA basketball by the head, and your ass going to drop dead. It's what it is, man. I keep telling y'all, know the game. Stop playing games. Nigga worrying about a bag and soul train? Soul train. Niggas on there wearing dresses any goddamn way. Nobody will give a damn about that. Nobody care about no goddamn no soul training. And let me tell you something. I like Lizzo. I don't think Lizzo is a ugly female. She's really pretty. But they ain't letting her ass glide on the damn stage like she a UFO. Goddamn, you gonna keep on? How in the hell can you say you standing up for women, standing up for heavyset women, and you on YouTube at night eating some goddamn skin? You need some kids that's going to drop a gallon of orange juice. How you going to stand up for them sisters? You need to give a goddamn class on health and eating right. That's what you need to do. And that's all I got to say, Mike. I appreciate you.
Hey, man. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. Peace. I told y'all that nigga name is Mad Dog 2020, okay? Yeah, man.